Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts and adding a definition to Nevada law on agrivoltaics. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. Last week, the Assembly Committee on Revenue held a hearing on creating a definition for agrivoltaics in state law. AB 479 would add this into the section of law which covers the agricultural deferment of property taxes. The bill was a good idea when it started, and it's gotten even better with the likely possibility to amend the language to be even more integrated into the foundation of agricultural land use. We've said before that a multi-purpose approach for all renewable energy development is something that should be included on federally managed lands. Putting the solar panels on uprights, which would allow for things to take place underneath the panels, would be far superior than fencing off large tracts of lands and dedicating what should be multiple-use land into a single use. AB 479 would apply to private lands that are being used for agricultural production. Having agrivoltaics included in the law makes it clear that such multiple-purpose systems would not jeopardize the tax provisions which our ag deferment system provides for. During the testimony, it was noted by several advocates that making greater use of agricultural lands, which might incorporate solar panels to existing agricultural production, could also present an alternative to massive land areas on federal lands being used for the single purpose of commercial-grade solar power generation. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.